Freud possessed extensive knowledge of science, art, and literature. This was a great help in the interpretation of his patients' dreams and fantasies. He traveled extensively to expand his knowledge. In 1901, he visited Rome and viewed the excavation sites there. He was fascinated by the methodological similarities between archaeology and psychoanalysis.
Just as the archaeologist reconstructs the mural decorations and paintings found in the debris, so does the analyst proceed when he draws his inferences from the fragments of memories, from the associations, and from the behavior of the subject of the analysis.
Freud collected antique figurines, vases, and bowls for many years. His passion gradually became an addiction. By the end of his life, his offices were decorated with almost 3,000 antique objects.